Coming up next here on your favorite radio station, it is time for Hour 3 of the Saturday Special with your host, Michael Zwirling.
Is this Carl?
Yeah, Michael, are you on the air now?
Yeah, so are you.
Okay,
so,
perfect.
So don't swear or don't say anything that'll get us in trouble.
Okay, but I got seven things here about to explain to people like Rory why I love China. Can I go down briefly through the list?
Wait a second. Understand that Amy is on also.
And right.
And she is from China.
Okay. Right, exactly. Now, Amy, when was the last time that you were in China?
I was in China last time was 14 years ago, long time ago.
14 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me.
Michael was 2018, right?
Correct.
So Michael was 8 years ago.
The one and only time I was there. And it was wonderful. I just loved it, except I didn't like it that they didn't give me a long-term visa.
Oh. Well, that's another great thing about China I didn't have on my list. They give you a fantastic visa.
Not me, they didn't. Visa. It was a 10-year visa that everybody else in our group had, but I only had a one-entry visa that had to be used within 30 days and completed within 30 days.
Oh, I don't know how that happened, Michael. Because
they don't like members of the media. That's how it happened.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Nobody told me that I was not supposed to tell them I'm from the media.
Okay. It's a 10-year visa. You can stay, I think, 60 days. You go out and come right back in. If you live near Hong Kong, you know, you can go to Hong Kong and walk right back in. It's fantastic. So let me go down. The first, I went to Kunming, where my father used to fly to in World War II from India to bring them the Flying Tigers were there. Maybe you've heard about there. Great story. But anyway, it's about, I don't know, 3,000, 4,000 feet. It's in the south. It's wonderful weather. It's like California. Never too hot, never too cold. Okay, so I get to the city, and I'm going around town. And there's flowers in the middle of the street, just right down in the boulevard, in the main streets and all over, along the bridges, trucks going with water hoses, you know, watering the flowers. And I'm thinking, if this is a communist people, they're making their country awful nice for the people that live here. Okay, that's one thing.
Okay.
Then I've been there a few times. My friends, I was probably living there for 6 or 7, and I had these friends that basically they ran a bicycle shop. They had bicycles that were thousands of dollars, carbon fiber bikes. They refused to lock them. They would laugh at me when I tell them that they have to lock their bicycles, Michael. The crime, and on the freeways, because they have all these canyons or something, and they actually enforce the speeding laws. I love it. You can drive at a decent, you know, 65, 70 miles an hour, but you don't have these psychos running down the freeway like we do around here. Like,
right.
You know, that's really good. Then you've got, you do have the problem of the scooters on the sidewalk. They're everywhere. But you know what happened just recently? I don't know why it happened, but they're collecting thousands of these e-scooters that these delivery people use. And they're just junking them. The infrastructure is unbelievable. You've seen the bridges, the freeways. We rode on these freeways. It's just like here, probably better, fewer potholes.
Well, it better be better because it couldn't be worse than here. This is a third world. This is a fifth world country, the United States.
And the industry, you see these ladies, everybody has a job. I don't care if you're 70, 80 years old. You see these ladies out there with their uniforms on sweeping the street. And you don't see people like around here sleeping, you know, on the sidewalk with tents and stuff like that. You just don't see it. You know, now I haven't been into the country, into the backwoods and stuff. It could be different. There could be harvesting of organs from people that they kill. I don't know. But Oh, the other thing is about the Communist Party. This is like, it's like a business club. I mean, I don't know the details of corruption, but it's not easy, apparently. Amy, you know about this. It's not easy to be in the Communist Party.
Amy had to leave about 5 minutes ago. So she's not getting to hear any of it. It's not because she was angry or anything. I know that she's been waiting for more than a week for a refrigerator repairman to come. He's come several times. He said he came several times, but he didn't. Now maybe he's there for real. So she had to hang up.
Okay. Well, the Communist Party, they don't just take anybody. It's like if Harvard had a political party or something in the United States, that would be the people that were in this political party. You have to be very top recommendations. There's just stellar person. If I was living in China and I had a son, I'd want him to be in the Communist Party, or even a daughter. You know, that it's amazing how they run this country. I went into factories, and you've seen it. You can see it on YouTube how the people work, and it's so great, Michael. But anyway, I love China. I think it's probably the best.
Well, here's a question for you. Here's a question for you, Carl.
Okay.
If you love China, why do you live here and not there?
Well, right now I have that lawsuit against the Lakeside School District. But as soon as that's over in August, then in September, I will start traveling again. And it might be China. Usually it will be China I go to first, because now if I want to go to Europe, I go to China first and then go over there. But there was one thing else I wanted to say, and I forgot what it was.
It was something good about China, because everything you wanted to say was good about China.
I had something else. But, yeah, just the industry. And, you know, because I go into these factories.
I wish Rory would call back and he would scratch your eyes out. You could scratch his eyes out, because that would make for good talk radio.
Their industry is so amazing. My friend was a partner in a bicycle making carbon fiber bicycles and other stuff. He would take me around to the different factories. And you can see it on YouTube about how they have people working by hand making these things sometimes. And the machinery, the cars. You go into a mall, and instead of having the dealership along the road, like here in San Jose or wherever, you know, you go into a big, beautiful mall. These malls, unbelievable. And you go up on the third floor or second floor, and there's like a car dealership, maybe five different stores with maybe a dozen different cars in every one. So we go in there with my friend, and he's showing like this. Oh, we'll give you this special box of cookies if you let us take you for a test drive. Okay, sure. So we go down to the garage, we get in this car, and we go around. It's fantastic. You know, it's just like driving a Tesla, where each little person is on that screen. Each even shows the shape of the truck. You've seen this probably, but I did it when I was there in the car. Instead of going to some charging station and waiting for a half an hour, hour, whatever, you drive in, you back into this garage. I think the car does it itself. You back into a garage. A robot comes up like an elevator underneath the car, unscrews your battery, and puts a new one in. It takes like less than 2 minutes. Can you imagine that? It's crazy.
Well, Humble Brian says peace without freedom is tyranny.
But if Brian hasn't been there, he doesn't know about the freedom. The freedom that the people have is they can work, they can have jobs, they can have families. And you know what? I think they pay less tax there than we do here, probably by far.
That's probably true. Well,
because,
Amy and I have periodic discussions about that. And whereas we sort of blow hot and cold on going back to China, of course, she has big negative memories of China about being a prisoner in a Chinese communist labor camp for the last 10 of the 30 years that she lived there, right? She has a lot of friends who still live in China. She has terrible memories about what happened to her her father, who was considered an enemy of the state and was a pretty fairly well-to-do person until the communists took everything from him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And every time we think about going to China, because my memory of China is pretty positive myself. I mean, I was there in 2018 with a group of probably 70 or 80 Silicon Valley business people and politicos, you know, people on who were mayors. And, you know, the year before, Jerry Brown, who was the then governor of California, was in that same group visiting China.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I remember being so impressed. And there were people in our group who had been there for 30 years, who had visited in this, either in this group or individually for the last 30 years. And they remembered when they first visited China, the Shanghai airport was in a Quonset hut. You know, and then in 2018 is what I'm talking about. The one and only time I went to China, they had built a city for 26 million people in less time than it takes to get a friggin' building permit in the city of Santa Cruz.
I'm telling you,
that impressed the hell out of me. But then I started thinking about the hell that I had to go through getting a visa. And they didn't give me a real visa. They gave me a one entry only visa. And I had to sign a piece of paper saying I was going to do no reporting when I was there as a member of the media. And I was going to do no business when I was there. And then they only gave me a 30-day in and out visa when everybody else in the group had 10-year unlimited visas. Then I started thinking, you know what? There's something wrong there. And so I don't know. And now every time we get close to going again, we're afraid that I'm more afraid than Amy that we might get executed, because we did that show called China Uber Alice on KSCO for a couple of years or a year and a half or so.
Really?
That was not very complimentary about China.
You know? I don't think that would happen.
Well, I don't feel like taking
the
chance.
But okay. Well, I don't know if anybody was listening or would remember or whatever. But, Michael, I've got a couple more points to make. You mentioned the airports. Yeah, there's nothing. I traveled to maybe 40 different countries in the last 10 or 20 years. I've never seen the airports like this. Free showers. You go into Hong Kong, free showers in the airport. Then you get like one of those carts that you use when you're waiting for another plane. You go, well, on your card, it has this screen. So you can look what your flight is doing or whatever. They're right on your card. When I first got there, the Mormon church is actually there. I go to my church meetings, because I go to the Mormon church every Sunday here. Over there in Chanda, also in the big cities, it's just like here. And I met a Chinese girl here in San Jose. She had been going in, I think it was Fujian. She had been going to the Catholic church. She was about 22 years old here. Since she was like 11 years old, she said she went to the Catholic church in Fujian every Sunday with her mom. So I know they're not totally free, but the reason why they're not totally free, I think, because people don't know the history of China. At the same time that we had our civil war, they had a civil war in China because of somebody that became a Christian. He said he was the brother of Jesus Christ. His followers and he, over 12, they took over half of China. 12 million people died because of this religion, and so a Christian religion. So now they will allow the churches, but they don't want any any foreigners in charge, like of the Mormon church there, they have two separate churches in cities. And they won't even tell the foreigners where the Chinese people are going, you know. So I understand that. They had 12 million people die because of a religion, you know.
Wow.
And yeah.
Okay. I'm so happy you called in with all this positive stuff about China.
I just want to say one more thing that I didn't yet. Okay, so this is something because I was in Shenzhen, you know where it is, right next to Hong Kong.
Yes.
In the 80s, I think it was Chou Enlai. When I found out about him and what he did, he was that little short guy. Remember? He was like 5'2". Remember?
Yes.
I forget what his name is. Yeah. But he was back with the Carter area in the 80s. So people were swimming, whatever they could do to get across the bay from Shenzhen, which was a small fishing village there, into Hong Kong where they could work and do this. And there were so many people get drowning and other things that the Chou Enlai said, well, let's just try some freedom. Let's just let these enterprise zones build up. Okay, so it went so well that it spread over the whole country. That guy who was the president, he saved like hundreds of millions of people in China because he built that economy so that people are not poor. It used to be like 40%, I don't even know the statistic, of really, really poor people in China. Now it's very, very rare from what I understand. That guy was like the best man that ever lived.
You to stay on in case anybody wants to take issue with you or agree with you. Okay?
All right.
I'll put you on hold, so don't hang up, okay? But now we're going to go to Craig in Campbell. Hi, Craig in Campbell.
Hey, Michael. I called really about this awesome radio. I just bought this CC Radio Solar. It's the best radio I've ever bought in my life, and I bought an RAI. It cost over $100, but I wanted to tell your audience about it. You know, it's an AM/FM Bluetooth receiver, weather with alert, large solar panel. I just bought an REI, and I wanted you and your audience to know about it. And
what's the brand name?
Yeah, it's called the CC Radio Solar. You know,
CC Radio is C Crane.
C Crane, yeah. I'm looking at it on the box. It's C Crane, CC Radio Solar, BT, AM, FM, NOAA, Weather Alert, Emergency Radio Review.
So I didn't know that they had distribution in standard retail outlets. I thought you had to buy everything from them in Northern California, Fortuna, I think it's the name of the city, just outside of Eureka.
Yeah. It's considered an emergency radio, but it's white, you know, and it's like only about like 6 inches across, like that. And it's considered emergency radio. That's why REI. You have an REI in your county over there or something like that? Maybe they have it there.
Not in Santa Cruz, but in San Francisco.
Yeah. But I also had an idea, you know, you want advertising. Now, I called these guys some months back, and I ordered, the bigger radio from them. And I talked to a guy, he said he's worked there forever, nicest guy you'd ever want to talk to. And we talked for a long time. And, I'm just thinking, have you ever had them advertise with you? Because, you're radio.
Are you talking about C. Crane?
Yeah, C. Crane Radio.
Yeah. In fact, I Bob Crane, the owner of C. Crane, I've talked to him on the phone years ago. Yeah. And so, as a matter of fact, when Dr. Bill Wattenberg was fired from KGO, along with all the other great broadcasters at KGO in December of 2011, I invited him to, I told him about KSCO. He said, how is it I never heard about you guys? Wow, it's wonderful. And we became very good friends. And as people know, Dr. Bill did a noontime show on KSCO for a while. He picked one phone call from him to anybody created an instant advertiser for KSCO. And one of those calls was to Bob Crane from C. Crane. So it wouldn't hurt for me to call him back, but to call him again. So, and I suppose I can do that. But, you know, he's a big company, and I think he will be more likely to advertise on, like, a big show like Coast to Coast with George Norrie, that where you hit 750 radio stations, you know.
Yeah, he does that.
You know, so the cost per listener is 0.1 cent instead of, you know, a lot more than that with a local station. So,
okay.
Yeah, but anyhow, it wouldn't hurt. It sure wouldn't hurt. Maybe.
Okay, Michael, I can interrupt you. I hope you don't mind. I'm sorry.
No, but, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm over here in Silicon Valley, and a lot of people don't get good receptions on the regular radios or whatever. And, you know, I get you guys in really clear on this little radio here. And if, the word got out there a little more, like you had that caller, that guy was in Sunnyvale, he couldn't hear you, couldn't get good reception. But on this, you could. Yeah, if you call him up, you know, it could be easy for you, kind of fun, and talk to the old-timers over there like I did. And you can sell them right there maybe over the phone. You know, maybe they want to see your rates. But you're like one of the last of the Mohicans for talk radio. They should be at least interested in hearing what you have to say. You know how to sell people better than anybody on your radio station. I don't know. You know, you do what you want. I'm not telling you what you do with your business, but I just, you know, I want to see you guys thrive and get more advertising. I think you're the best person to if you want to get their account, to talk to them directly, you know, and they'll talk to you because they talk to me. They don't know me from Adam. And the guy was such a nice, and you can't even call businesses these days, right? And just call them on the phone and talk for the most part. Don't you find that?
Yes, because people think you're going to sell them something.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get a hold of anybody.
And no one wants to be sold something. People want to collect money. They don't want to lay it out.
Yeah. Hey, you got this other cat that loves China. You know, he's going on and on and on. And he's just,
now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You mean Carl? Carl, you're on with Craig, who thinks you go on and on and on.
Yeah, I do. But Michael, you know how to interrupt me.
Yeah, hey, wait a minute. This is my call. I wanna say a couple things to you, King Carl. And you know, you said that you could have families over in China. Well, I don't know what the rule is now, whether it's a one-child rule or a two-child rule.
Now they want you to have as many children as possible because one child has really screwed up the country.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, they tell you, the thing is, they tell you how many kids you can have, right? What kind of country is that, man? You know, that Mao Zedong, he killed hundreds of millions of people, and you're saying that some part of, he killed more people than anybody in history.
That's right. Yeah, I don't doubt it. But that's history. Yeah.
And they're still killing them
over
there.
I'm talking about what's happening. Huh?
Yeah, and they have no qualms of killing you if there's any uprising over there. They have no qualms about shooting protesters at the colleges, don't they?
You know, he makes a good point, Carl.
All I can say is by my experience, I lived there for like 8 months. I took my daughter around. When I first went there, I went with to see my friend who was like 18, and he would work for a month in one place. Yeah. He was a singer.
Carl,
in nightclub.
You know, you're going on and on. You're going up, man. Just, you know, talk like on the Dick Cavett show, back and forth. Be direct, please.
All I'm saying is that I went to several, many cities, maybe 10 different cities. I didn't just go to one place and stay in a hotel,
yeah.
You know. I was with
people. Well, you didn't see all the stuff that goes on. I mean, you just, yeah, if you do everything, the government says you have no problem.
How do you know it's happening? How do you know this bad stuff's
happening? I know the history. I know everybody knows this history that I'm just saying.
That's right.
You
it's
talk
history.
About the
what? It's 50 years ago, okay?
No.
Tiananmen Square was 45 years ago.
Yeah, you know, they throw you in there as political prisoners if you don't go along with the program. You know, the Catholic Church in China, you guys never talk about this. Nobody talks about this, but it's run by the communists now. They don't want that Catholic Church. You know, that means trouble for them.
I just told you about it. They let the churches happen as long as the guy in China, in that city, is in charge.
They choose the frickin' bishops, and that's the fact.
I just went to the Catholic Church last time I was there. Last summer, I was in the Catholic Church on Sunday. There was 100, maybe 300 people there. It was a full house. I was standing in the back.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, that was in Tianjin.
Huh?
They're having a hard time. I know for a fact that the communists, you got to go by communist rules in the Catholic Church. You can't, you know, you get too much freedom. They have, and they're paying off the Vatican, okay? There's a deal where they paid off the Vatican where they're left alone. The Vatican
Listen,
is corrupt.
I don't know how they run it or whatever. All I know is when I go to the church, it's beautiful. The people
no,
are happy.
Yeah, I'm telling you stuff nobody knows, okay? They don't care. It's like, okay, in Germany, Michael, remember the late 1930s, the history of Germany, they're loading the Jews into the boxcars and the trains, and everybody just kind of shrugged and said, oh, well, you know, Mr. Hitler, he makes the rains.
This is what I'd like. I'd like you to write this out and give it to Michael.
I'm not going to write anything out.
Okay, but you need evidence for all this stuff you're saying.
Oh, I'm just making it up off the top of my head, you know, here. Yeah, like
Have you ever been to China? Have you ever been there?
No, I never had the will to go to a place like that. That I hear so many people like Amy talking about the horrors of it.
Listen, the first thing I said today was, if you haven't been there, you know nothing about China. You can look at videos.
Okay, you know everything.
I said I've never been to the country. I don't know.
I wish you guys wouldn't talk over each other. And I'm not in the station, so I can't control that myself. All I can say is please don't talk over each other.
Okay, I mean, I've had enough here, Michael. Thanks a lot. But, yeah, I love this radio. It's the best radio I've ever bought. And okay, well, thanks a lot. I've been on here probably longer than I've ever been ever on your station. So good deal. Take care, Carl. Bye.
Okay, bye. There goes Craig and Campbell. Let's see. It looks like we have Paul in Wisconsin. Do we have Paul in Wisconsin?
Wow. Yes. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call. I was going to add my 2 cents. The Sea Crane Radio Company advertises on Coast to Coast AM with George Maury.
I know.
Yep. So there you go.
Which means that they already advertise on KSCO, but we don't get any of that money. We get the you know they See, that's the way it works. And when you're when you're a local station and you carry syndicated shows, the commercials that are in the network. The network collects the money for that, not the local station. There's nothing wrong. I mean, that's the business model. It's okay, it's fine.
Right.
So, but yeah, Sea Crane, they deserve all the success they've had all these years. You know, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so that's basically what you called to echo what Craig and Campbell said.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well,
okay,
thank you, Paul in Wisconsin.
Have
Here
a good...
comes G. Joe. Hi, G. Joe. You're on.
Okay. Hi. Yeah. So this other caller, he just loves Chinese society. That's not the question here, how great communist society is. The question here is the communist Chinese government who helps our enemies. They help Putin do was murdering in Ukraine all these years. They help the Iranians do all that murdering they do. They help like all our enemies. Okay.
I agree with you.
Okay, great. That's great. And the other thing is,
I think it's very stupid for Xi to do this, especially with his policy towards Taiwan. That would be the most idiotic thing that the Chinese government could ever do, would be to try to invade Taiwan. It's against everything that they're business people. They're not a military power that goes, oh, yes, they want to take over their own territory like Tibet, Taiwan, places like that. But they're not stupid and like making an empire, you know. This would be go against everything that they, you know, their whole sensibility. Anyway, that would be stupid. I disagree with that.
Well, this is how they are. They control their whole country with an iron fist.
Wait a second. Have you ever been there?
You know, I don't want to hear, have you been there? So you're saying the Western media is all garbage and they're all lies.
You said stuff about an iron fist. I didn't see any iron fist there. Listen, let me say this. I didn't mention this. You see people going down with three and four, you know, a man and a wife on a motor scooter with one kid behind the woman and then like a one-year-old between the guy's legs on the motor scooter. And the police don't. You know, I don't know. It must be against the law, but they do it. Although it's not like here, you can't go like 10 miles without, you know, in California before a cop is pulling you over stops when you're taking a pee on the road or something. I don't know.
I'm not talking about little crap like that. See, this is what's so devious about the Chinese Communist government. They make it look so good. But behind the scenes, you go over there and you try to talk about Tiananmen Square. You go and start bad-mouthing their illustrious leader and see what the frick happens to you, okay? They have status on every individual in there. They got face recognition. And this thing in the middle of the night, there's no traffic around. There's no one around. And you cross the street against a red light.
Let me talk about that because I was just thinking about that yesterday. You know what? From my point of view, that is good because the crime is so dangerous. Listen to me. The crime. I've had six cars stolen in San Jose. Six plus my catalytic converter five times. This stuff is not happening in China because of, they say, maybe you want to say, because of the surveillance. They know, and if they catch the people stealing a bike or whatever, it goes on their record. They can't maybe get a job for a corporation. They can't rent an apartment or whatever. This is what happens if you break the law in China. I don't want to live with lawbreakers. I'm tired of it in California.
I'm talking about the American way of intent. Here's my attitude. Traffic signs, and I'm not talking about the criminality you're talking about. I'm talking about micromanaging. My attitude is traffic laws or traffic signs, traffic whatever lights are only relevant if there's traffic around. If it's freaking Christmas Day and there's no one around, I'm going to walk across the street or I'm going to go through that stop sign. Well, in China, they're going to nail me.
I don't know.
I was perfectly safe about it. I know the intent about laws. I'm not talking about stealing cars and all that. Yes, there's too much in this country. I agree. Okay, so that's one little benefit of the control freaks in communist China. But I'm talking about the government. Okay, here's another example. The China virus that they unleashed on the world. Whether it was on purpose or not, if it was on purpose, those devious bastards, if it was incompetence, they still let it out of their country. They let flights of people fly out of that country. They knew what they were doing, and look how many people are dead because of that.
I don't know about that. I don't know where it came from. I'm not saying that they're perfect, you know. I don't know. I'm just saying, but what you can see.
And what you can see here in California is, I mean, it's a beautiful place. There's a lot of good places, but the crime is crazy. I don't like it. And and in China, you don't have it. I see the people over there, millions of people. You know, it's not like here. You can go walk down the street here for half an hour. You don't see anybody on the street in the suburbs in San Jose. Maybe a few people. There's people all over. There's, like I said, the scooters going on the sidewalk, all over the place. It functions.
Okay, listen. We're not comparing societies here. You are. I'm not comparing societies. I'm talking about the communist government. They are our enemy. They help our enemies. They did the COVID thing and on and on. I'm not talking about their society. Yes, we have our stinking flaws here because we're not. I think we should have a death penalty in every damn state in this union. Okay, but I don't know why we're so against the capital punishment here. I think we should start knocking some of these people off. Okay, yes, there's too much crime here because we're a free society. We're a little more lenient, but I prefer here because I can protect myself here. Okay, it's your responsibility to protect yourself as much as you can, not the government. Go ahead.
Well, when I was there, I said, I think people should, and myself, I think we should cut the slack against the government in China because they have a billion and a half people to take care of. You know, this is not a dollhouse or something. This is a billion and a half people.
What does that mean? So we have 350,000.
That means they try to organize it. Like I said, I don't see homeless people over there like here. I don't see hungry people. Everybody has a place to live.
Wait a minute.
A lot of people, they own 3 and 4 apartments over there. And the prices are going up just like here in California.
I think the Communist Party, the government over there, is great at hiding what you just said. Maybe you don't see homeless people because maybe they – no, I don't know, but maybe they freaking put them in prisons or gulags, or maybe they harvest their organs.
Well,
I don't
first
know.
Of all,
but you don't see that. Go ahead.
Listen. Okay. The Chinese work harder than any – I mean, I know I had Mexicans all my life, okay? They work harder than anybody. Look at what they do with their kids. I used to be out on the sidewalk in this one city in China, and I'm out there. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and there's a lot of people gathering there on the street. I said, what are you guys doing here? Oh, we're waiting for our children to come out of school, okay? It's like 10 at night. And I said to them, I said, hey, it's in Shanghai, it's against the law to go to school after 9 p.m. Well, this isn't Shanghai. That's what they told me.
Okay, listen, this working harder, so you're saying they work harder than Americans. See, we're free, like me. I don't like working full time, and I'm free to live a lower lifestyle. So I don't have to work so much. Okay, that's the freedom here. I'm not a parasite. I don't get food stamps or anything like that. But I can work, and I won't be frowned upon by the government, Chinese government or whatever, for not working I don't know how many hours. Another example is the Japanese. They supposedly work so hard. Some of them commit suicide. They're worked to death, some of them over there. Well, we Americans, we want to have our leisure time. There's more to life than freaking working. Go ahead.
Well, Amy was talking about that, and you see it on the news that the young people in China are leaning more towards what you're saying. They're like it's like a hippie movement or something, where they just want to relax and not work so hard because they've been forced to work so hard ever since they were, in first grade.
Yes. See, there's a balance. Yeah. Have we gone too far in this society in America with too much, I don't know, liberalism the homeless shouldn't be on the streets. I think they should be in the damn woods. You want to be homeless, be in the woods. But
tell you something nice, okay?
Yeah.
The people over there, they're working hard, da-da-da. They do go shopping. I was looking for vegetables. Where was I? I forget what city it was in. But I asked this Chinese woman, where can I buy, like, vegetables, like, on the street, you know? And she points down the street. She's pointing to Walmart. Corner, it's a huge city. There's a Walmart kitty corner, like, across, diagonal. On the other corner of the street, there's two Walmarts right on one corner there.
I just love, you know, Walmart.
People are working so much. You can go out and you don't have to cook at home. It costs like $2-3 to have, you know, your noodles with meat and stuff. You know, it's good. It's maybe not the healthiest food. I don't know. But people eat out even more than America. Here, you go down, you know, McDonald's is almost like $15 before you get out of there or anything. You know, they do have good Chinese restaurants here, too. And
so, oh, yes. Amy and I know the best ones of all. By the way, Amy is back. Is everything okay with the refrigerator, Amy?
Yeah, it's done. Okay, it's done. Good. I don't know who's lying anyway, so I cannot be a judge. So
okay. Anyway. Gee, you might be able to. You might be able to get on the ferry.
I don't know. Too late.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
All right.
So anyway, okay. I listened to what's the.
Carl loves everything about China that he has seen.
Yeah, he's talking about everything is right. You know, it's true. You know, the Walmart, you didn't see the Walmart. They have a fresh fish tank you can buy, and then they cooked for you. You find out, they say, I wanted that fish, live fish I'm talking about, fillet. So they cooked it for you right away on the spot. Walmart, they have this unbelievable, Carl talking about everything's right. It's true.
Yes.
It's true, you know. It is an unbelievable Walmart. It's not a Walmart here. It's different. Totally.
Wait
everything.
A minute. G. Joe, you're on the air, G. Joe. So you're talking to somebody else and everybody's hearing your conversation. I can put you on hold if you want. Yeah, in fact, why don't I do that? There, now G. Joe could talk. He could talk to other people as much as he wants, and it won't screw up our radio show. Okay. Yeah, so I'm sorry, Amy. Go ahead.
Oh, they're also talking about security. It's true, you know. I haven't been there for 40 years, but I almost every day I have people come back from China. They report back to me, tell me all the details of the life. It is. He said that, you know, if you lost something and nobody picked up, you know, nobody's stealing means. And because of the camera. So they don't want to be caught if they took it. So they immediately will know, easily arrest you. You know, I'm talking about like you forgot your wallet or dropped up on the street or your purse or whatever, you know. It's true. That was true. But meanwhile, of course, they censor everything, other things. You know, for instance, they don't allow you to have watching YouTube, Facebook, or X.
That's another thing I like because they don't have the crazy pornography industry like we do here in San Fernando Valley. It's $1 billion.
Not there, you know. But one thing I don't know, Carlo, you will feel inconvenience because they say when you arrive in Shanghai Airport, and the immediate Google not working, and GPS not working, you have to download their software, Baidu, and also North Star is GPS. Baidu is their Google. So you have to download that. But if you don't speak Chinese, you don't read the Chinese, you may have a problem. So lots of foreigners arriving in the airport, they're already very frustrated because they can't use their Google. It's disabled.
Yeah.
They cannot use the GPS. So you have to download their software. The reason is they can control you. That's true. Because
once you download, they train you.
Yeah, whatever you do, where you go, they know exactly, you know.
I had that same problem that my U.S. phones wouldn't work. I bought a Chinese, phone.
Yeah, you had to buy a Chinese phone to use,
but then I couldn't use it because the software is all different and all in Chinese, which brings up the point.
Yeah, what can you do, you know?
They were talking about, I think, yesterday,
the Elon Musk, he was in China, he brought his little boy, and so he told the boy to learn Chinese now. So the boy learning Chinese, otherwise he cannot do anything.
Oh,
Okay, listen, gang, it's time to hear from Dawn and Salinas, okay?
All right.
Dawn and Salinas, you're on.
Hey, I wanted to give you my take on China and on Trump's policies with China. On China itself, what Carl's describing is window dressing. Okay, yeah, in certain areas of China, it's great, fantastic, clean sidewalks and great malls and crap like that. But most of China can't afford to shop there. Most of China is living on skimmed piss and potato peelings. Most of China is being put on a train, shipped out to a mega factory, living in a dormitory for 6 or 8 months, and then shipped back to their homes like prisoners. It was a few years ago, there was a big snowstorm out there in China and blocked off some of these villages to the trains. And the people had to sit in the dormitories. And then by the time the snow thawed, it was too late. The factory was back up and running and they were stuck. They didn't get to go home that year. Okay. That's not happy, happy, joy, joy. Everybody's got a bicycle China. That's the real China that's going on. Okay. There is a good China and there's a bad China. And it all depends on the Communist Party. They pick the winners. They pick the losers. And that's just the way that it goes. Look what, and, you know, witness, they're still eating bats in part of China from the wet markets. Okay, that's where they tried to blame the COVID from. So, you know, don't pretend China is this happy, happy, joy, joy place. There's parts of it that is. But there's parts of it that really suck, that are really bad. But now, China as a whole and Trump dealing with China, I have to agree with Trump that at this time, at this point in history, China's too big to fail. You do not want a failed China. You do not want to see, can you imagine, Amy knows China's history, the China of the 1920s. Can you imagine that happening now in China? What a horror story that would be. You don't want that. Trump is hoping China will evolve. We're hoping it'll keep evolving toward a semi-democracy somehow. But the way Trump's dealing with China right now is the best way to deal with it. You know, it's, you know, we're not going to put up, you know, we're not putting up with your crap, China. We will hit you at every corner that you try to hit us. You have to start behaving. And I think Trump is the one handling China the best now. Previous presidents really sucked at handling China. But Carl, this Pollyanna approach to China is really silly, but I almost think that you're getting a check from them or something, the way you talk about them.
Okay. Don, I hope you get to go sometime. I wasn't in one place. I went to many cities. I was driving through out to the country to other cities. I went into where people had their houses out around the thing. I don't know all of China perfectly, but I don't think you have any evidence to give the support for your scenario of what you're explaining here.
Carl, you want evidence? Look up in the news about what happened when they had too much snow on the train tracks for them people to get back to their villages and see their children. You look that up yourself, okay? Just getting off the boat and walking around and looking at the clean streets, that don't tell you.
No, sure. You can find bad stuff that happens in China. You can find bad stuff that happens anywhere. You know what I mean? It happens.
Look at the crazy things of people killing their kids and all kinds of insane
stuff
going on.
Tell me a bad thing about China. What's the matter, Carl? Speak up.
I just Wait a second. I just told. Did you hear what I was saying about Taiwan? I was criticizing
that's
the foreign
China.
Policy.
That's
about
not,
itself?
That's not, no, I'm talking about
okay,
in
listen,
China
I'll
itself
you,
where you
I'll
were walking
you,
around.
But,
what bad thing
listen,
did you
listen to me, okay? I'll tell you one thing that bothers me, okay? It's the certain things are the culture of difference. You can still find places in China, Vietnam, where they're eating dogs. If I saw that happening and I saw dogs in cages within about, I don't know, 30 seconds, I'd probably be in a fight with the guy.
No, what bad things are they doing to the people out there?
I don't have evidence of it. I haven't seen it. Sure, I can read stories about some bad thing that happened in China. I read them every day in the United States.
It hasn't happened in front of you, Carl, for you to believe it. You literally have to see it to believe it.
Well,
is that true?
This is a crazy thing. If you go on TV or if you go on a movie, almost every movie, you can see a man hitting another man out of Hollywood, a punch in the face or something like, or shot with a gun. I've never in my life, since I was in high school, I never saw two guys fighting. I never saw a man hit another man in the face. I don't know. Have you?
I've hit men in the face. Okay, myself. Carl, I don't know what life you have lived, but what a sweet life it is. I wish I had your life. But
okay,
anyways,
so
I better...
You hit somebody, but how many times have you seen somebody hit somebody else? Okay?
A lot of times.
Really? Do you go out at 2 o'clock in the morning to bars and stuff like that? I don't do that.
Well, that's good for you, Carl. You've had a sweet life. And maybe that's why you got such a Pollyannist approach to everything. But I'm not knocking you, Carl.
No,
I'm just saying
Pollyanna.
I wish I had your life.
I see plenty of idiotic psychopaths that they let run around the streets. Even what about that guy that killed the Ukrainian girl in the train in South Carolina? He was let out of jail by a judge.
And the Chinese guy and the Chinese guy in China who stabbed 20 children. What about him? Well, anyways, I got to take off, Carl, but it's good to talk to you.
All right, man.
I'm happy you guys like each other after all that. Yeah.
No, that's right. Good. Just exchanging all the information, you know.
Michael, yeah. I want to tell you that I called my son-in-law and I gave him your phone number, and he's not young, he's 28, so I told him you got to listen to this radio station and you guys got to call in because they want young people.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. So we don't die. Yeah, that's good. Hey, listen, I'm going to be oh good, now I was going to have to imitate that. Now Dave put it on. Dave, you're great.
All right,
thank
bye
you
guys.
Bye bye. KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. See you next week.